This is my island, Prince Edward Island. It's good for love and every growing thing.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg, and our special O'Brien series continues, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the prestigious award named after PEI native and racing legend Joe O'Brien. And who better to extol the virtues of that beautiful island and the sport it loves than my next guest, the Honorable Wes Sheridan. Is Minister of Municipal Affairs, a lover of harness racing, and doesn't hurt that he's the Minister of Finance for PEI. He joins us on the other end of my line. Mr. Minister, welcome.
Fantastic to be with you, Norm. I appreciate the opportunity.
This sounds like a silly question, but it's, you know, people outside of Ontario have to get their head around just how big a deal this is for the harness racing community in PEI. Perhaps you can verbalize just how magnificent a thing it is for you folks.
Well, first of all, Norm, you have to realize that Joe O'Brien is somewhat of a hero here on Prince Edward Island to start with. And when we sent Joe on to share his talents with the rest of the racing world, we lost a great ambassador, but he spoke highly of the island everywhere he went. And so now, by bringing it back in the 25th year of this great awards dinner, to have it here in Prince Edward Island and bringing it along at the same time with our 150th anniversary of the meetings that celebrated our confederation, it couldn't be better timing. And the crowds really speak to this, and we're going to set records for the dinner, the awards dinner itself, Norm. We have over 450 people coming to that dinner here in Prince Edward Island, bigger than any that have been held in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And we're putting on a good old island kitchen party on Friday night, and we have it sold out at almost 1,000 people.
Nothing better than a good old kitchen party,
isn't it?
You know, for somebody like Joe to be so revered is indicative of a culture with deep respect for harness racing, and that respect permeates right through from the most rural sector right up until to the highest levels of government. I guess the question that we ask from Ontario, and we ask it with great envy, is why has the government developed this partnership with racing, and why is it so important for you and the people of PEI?
Well, it would be a great question coming from Ontario, Norm. Honestly, here on Prince Edward Island, it's a natural. It has been such a big part of our heritage and culture here on Prince Edward Island forever. It just seems like such a natural fit. I don't think anyone that's ever been on Prince Edward Island could get the picture out of their mind of driving through our rural areas and seeing the rolling hills, and there's horses on it in every field. And there is no more beautiful picture in my mind than to see horses romping about in a beautiful grassy field, unencumbered by areas that would keep them from doing what they like to do naturally. And I think there isn't a family on Prince Edward Island that's not touched by harness racing in some format. And it could be just that their grandfather grew oats to supply to the harness racing industry. But everyone has had a little bit of interest in the game because of our natural heritage and what it has meant to us.
Well, you know, growing up as a city kid in the heart of industrial Ontario, I knew of PEI because of my involvement with harness racing, and I knew of Joe O'Brien. So it goes to show you what an impact he has made on the industry and on the sport well outside of the boundaries of PEI.
And I think that that's really what it is, Norm, that makes it very easy for us as government to be such great partners with this industry, and it's that natural fit.
I'm going to preface this next question without putting words in your mouth, so I'll say it. So before I ask a question, here's what I'm going to add parenthetically. Are you listening, Ms. Wynn? Now, having said that, you have said that the value that harness racing gives back to the community is almost, what, tenfold as to how much the government puts in? Could you expand on that?
Sure, could. A few years into our administration, everybody's budgets got tight in 2008, as you can well appreciate, Norm. And
mm-hmm.
What happened then with the worldwide recession, Prince Edward Island was trying to stay ahead of it, and we were doing some very big stimulus And that meant rebuilding our schools, our highways, our bridges, our hospitals. We spent a lot of money. We created jobs. We did not have to fall into recessionary pressures. But what we did was that we did quite a study on our harness racing industry, and we paid for the study to ensure that we would get some very, very stable numbers. And what came back in those findings, Norm, is that we, for every dollar we put in, saw a spin-off of 10-to-1 return. And if government could do that with every one of our investment dollars, we'd be in very good shape. Now, when you look at that, that's looking at every type of spin-off right across our province. And that means that being involved in the provision of foodstuffs, of harnesses, of shoes, of the trucks, the trailers that are associated with it, with the actual travel, the visitation, the hotels that go along with it. Because you can well imagine what it's like in our peak season here, where we quadruple our population that come in, and the great part of it is with our Old Home Week and what has become known as a very important race here with our Gold Cup and Saucer that we've celebrated over 60 years of running this race.
And it's going to be even more special, if I may say, because there's so many nominees that are from Maritime Canada, Atlantic Canada. You've got Dr. Ian Moore, of course, Patrick Shepherd. Those are two Islanders right there. Paul McKenzie has deep roots in the area. That's going to help make the night, I think, even more special.
Well, Paul was born and raised here. I'm not sure how much you knew of his background, but I know Paul personally, and his family is all here. And this is the type of thing that draws people. Everybody has a connection, as I mentioned before, Norm, but when Paul's there, his family comes out, and there's 17 more people at the track because of Paul making his annual trip down. And the same can be said from every connection that you mentioned. But we've always punched above our weight in this industry. You think back to the Hennessy name. Wally Hennessy is now the all-time leader in wins in North America. Mike McDonald was a legend in Montreal, and he's responsible for half of the people that have left Prince Edward Island to make their name in racing. Mike would always bring them up there and house them and take care of them, make sure that they were settled in before he sent them out on their own. You know, our own Mark Campbell winning last year at the O'Briens, a young man that has a huge following here. He has set the place on fire, and people love to follow that.
You guys are really a marvel, and I have to stop you for a minute because I interview a lot of politicians, and at this point, it feels so good to talk to a politician about horse racing who knows what the hell he's talking about.
I appreciate that, Norm. I honestly do. It's an easy subject matter when you like what you do. This would be a good point where I could point out one of the things that make us special down here. And that is, and one of the things I've driven home every time I speak on this subject matter in the public, is that you have to have the entire industry pulling from the same end of the rope. And that's where we've had our greatest success, is that everyone's going to have controversy. Everybody's going to think they can do it better. Everybody thinks there's better ways to do things. But I said to the guys when we first started, I spoke to them about the only way that government continues to work with this industry is to make sure that we're driving toward that great hope, that great light at the end of the tunnel, that everyone can get the best out of this industry. And if we're fighting amongst ourselves, if we can't decide on the best way forward, then it's too easy for governments just to walk down the middle. If there's people pulling on both sides, then you don't have to really make the tough decisions. So with us, and then I have to tip my cap to the people that are involved here. We have people that Tom Clark and Errol Nicholson, these people have given of themselves unbelievably, unselfishly, the time that they provide in a total volunteer basis that have made this industry what it is here in Prince Edward Island.
You'd make a really good premier of Ontario.
I'll tell you, it's just that it's one of the beliefs that I truly have, that life is too short not to have hope. And when you have good news stories and when you can show that there's returns and that if you do all work together, there is a way to do it.
You're going to be at the awards this weekend?
Oh, I wouldn't be missing much of it. Friday night at the kitchen party, I'll be bringing our greetings from the province on behalf of our 214 committee. 214 is a commemorative group that has been put together to celebrate our 150 years since we hosted the first meetings on Confederation, which has made Charlottetown and PEI so special. So this is just one of those big events that we'll be hosting all year long as we celebrate that 150 years. Saturday morning, I'm part of a panel that's going to speak about the qualities and importance of harness racing across our nation and ways in which to do it differently. And then, of course, Saturday night, my wife and I will both be part of the award ceremony and taking in all the pomp and circumstance that comes along with that. Great event for us here, and another sellout for Charlottetown.
I've had the privilege of being on Prince Edward Island. I didn't have the chance to go to the races there when I was here, but it wouldn't take much to find a reason for a good time on the island. The people are just so jovial, so gregarious. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. Mr. Minister, Wes Sheridan, thank you so much for this, and continued success with the great things you're doing for this sport we love.
Well, thank you very much, Norm. It's always a pleasure to talk to someone that's passionate about a great piece of hope, and that's what harness racing is. And nothing cuts deeper to heritage and culture and belief in what is good in a land than an industry like harness racing.
This is my island, Prince Edward Island. It's good for love and every growing thing. This is my island, Prince Edward Island. It's good for love and every growing thing.